Hi, I'm Paul, part of the developer experience team on the Google Play Store. Thanks for joining me on this latest episode of Policy Bytes. Today, I'll walk you through some of the important changes designed to keep Google Play a safe and trusted platform where developers can build thriving businesses and users can enjoy apps with confidence. We'll also go over a few reminders and key dates to make sure you've got plenty of time to make any changes. I won't go into too much detail about the individual policies in this episode, so if you want to learn more, check out our upcoming webinar and Q&A. Keep an eye on your inbox for more information about that event. For now, let's take a look at three major policy updates. Store listing and promotion, financial services, and privacy, deception, and device abuse. First, we're expanding our news policy to include all news and magazine apps, which means they need to comply with our transparency-focused store listing and promotion standards for news content. If you manage a news or magazine app, first complete the updated self-declaration form in Google Play Console, where we've added a few new questions to reflect this change. We recommend updating your Play Store listing with the information you disclose in the declaration form, as shown in the image. We require all news and magazine apps to update their content regularly with a named source, such as the original publisher or author for each article. Your app must also provide up-to-date contact information and offer users a preview of any membership or subscription content prior to purchase. Finally, news apps may not exist primarily for affiliate marketing or ad revenue. For more details, scan the QR code or visit the link on the screen. You can also check out the Help Center article, Requirements for News and News-Related Apps, for further guidance on what qualifies as a news or magazine app. Next, we've updated our financial services policies to include line of credit apps in our personal loans policy. This means that if your app facilitates access to lines of credit, it is prohibited from accessing sensitive user data such as photos and contacts. If your line of credit app utilizes sensitive information or APIs, it is now subject to additional restrictions and requirements under the permissions policy. If this affects you, visit the link on the screen or scan the QR code for more details. And finally, we've updated our user data policy to ensure that all developers follow all privacy and data protection laws that apply in the places where your app is available. This includes links to helpful resources, such as personal data protection best practices from the French Data Protection Authority for developers who offer services to users in the European Union. We've also added links to our data privacy framework principles and data protection terms, which are important to review if your app handles personal data from the EU, UK, or Switzerland that originated from Google. Remember to regularly check your compliance with these frameworks. If you can't meet these requirements, you must immediately inform Google and stop all data processing or take steps to restore adequate protection. That's it for new policy updates. But here's a quick reminder about permissions and APIs that access sensitive information. To protect our users' privacy, apps may now only access photos and videos for purposes directly related to their app functionality, as outlined in our Photos and Videos Permissions policy. If you need more time to comply, you can request an extension through Google Play Console until May 28, 2025. For a full list of recent policy updates, visit the link on your screen. I strongly recommend you review them carefully in case any of them affect your apps. Last but not least, here are a few of the largest upcoming deadlines. For policies that may require more developer effort, we've been mindful to give you more time to comply. Remember, you can scan the QR code or visit the link for a complete list. To learn more about our policies or Google Play in general, visit Google Play Academy for free courses on everything from understanding our deceptive behaviors policy to running effective price experiments for in-app products. If you need troubleshooting help, stop by the Google Play Developer Help Community to connect with other developers and certified product experts. Our online forum is actively monitored by the Google Play team, so it's a great place to find guidance or ask for help. Keep an eye out for a series of featured posts with important announcements and helpful tips on how to resolve top issues and enforcements in the coming weeks. You can find a link to the community at the top left corner of our Help Center page. And that's all for now. Thanks for watching and for helping us make Google Play a safe, trustworthy platform. See you next time.